Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman, an effort underway to expand attacks on Islamic State. Western allies pushed ahead Thursday with efforts to expand an international coalition to fight Islamic State in the aftermath of deadly terror attacks in Paris. In a speech to Parliament, the British Prime Minister, David Cameron, made an urgent appeal for his country to join coalition airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria, asking, if not now, when.
I will not understate the complexity of this issue, nor the risks that are inevitably involved in any military action. But, Mr. Speaker, we do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now. And we must not shirk our responsibility for security or hand it to others.
Cameron said U.S. President Barack Obama and the French President Francois Hollande have urged London to join the campaign. He said these are our closest allies and they want help. Britain has participated in coalition airstrikes against Islamic State in Iraq, but not in Syria. Cameron had said he would bring the issue to a vote, but only when he is assured the measure can pass. Meanwhile, the French President Hollande traveled Thursday to Moscow, where he tried to convince Russian President Vladimir Putin to sign onto the French-led airstrike campaign. Any cooperation there is likely to be complicated by Russia's own military operation in Syria, which is aiming at ensuring the survival of Moscow's longtime ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia has repeatedly tried to portray its military campaign as targeting the Islamic State group, even though many strikes have targeted Western-backed rebels. This is VOA News.